You letting him sleep down there?
We good? I'd like to call to order the May 20th Park and Rec Commission meeting, regular meeting, at 6:31.
Wow.
Let's say the Pledge of Allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Gloria, can you do a roll call, please? And I would like to note that we have a new member tonight, Bill Bauer. You like Bill or William?
Bill's fine.
Welcome.
Commissioner Barlow.
Thank you.
Present.
Commissioner Bauer.
Here.
Commissioner Chase.
Present.
Commissioner Hillman.
Here.
Commissioner Mathewson is absent. Commissioner Plagas?
Present.
Commissioner Schober?
Here.
Commissioner Stone?
Present. All right, alterations to the agenda. I'd like to make a motion to move item 11, new business, to be right after item 6, which is to consider an act on a motion to approve the meeting minutes. So I'd like to move that up in the agenda.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So moved. Okay, remarks from the public regarding items on the agenda. Remarks from the public. Remarks from the public. Okay, to consider and act on a motion to approve the meeting minutes of February 2026 as amended.
Make a motion, we accept the minutes.
I'll second it.
All right, any discussion? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. All right, new business, to consider and act on a motion to raise the fee charged to the rent the Camp Oakdale Pavilion from to $150 for a half day and $300 for a full day.
Wait, so moved.
Second.
All right, discussion. Pete, you want to give a little bit of background on that? Because it's been a while since we talked about that.
Sure. We did take a look at other communities and what they were charging, and it made a lot of sense to us since we do have quite a few folks, especially on the weekend, of course, that want to rent it, to do a half day, similar to what a couple of the other communities do. Otherwise, they're there from 8 in the morning till 10 at night, and that didn't seem to be enough money to charge if we were only getting one rental. So by doing a half day and a full day, we can get in potentially 4 to 6 rentals versus 2 or 3, so that'll generate some additional revenue for the town, and it's really not a lot of necessity to be there all day. For most part, people are only there 4 to 6 hours, so that's kind of like the half day is a 6-hour period. And if they want to go a little bit further, then we do charge them the an extra per hour rate after that.
Yeah, these were both, I don't want to say proposed, but the Public Works Director recommended this, and the Chair of the Public Works Committee? Is that the right name of that committee?
Public Safety, but the...
Public Work Commission? Are they commissioned too?
Sorry. Well, I don't know.
But again, the chair of that, they both recommended that we
solid waste
to try to help cover some of the increased costs.
Now, if somebody.
A question?
Oh, my God.
All right, go ahead.
Pete, who's, or to anybody, who's, if somebody rents it for a half a day and stays beyond that, who's there to monitor that?
Currently, there is nobody.
How much do you charge them if they stay 2 hours over their time limit? Is there a set?
Yeah, it's $25 for the extra hour. Okay. And eventually, in the not-too-distant future, cameras will be there so that we can back that up. Because they do leave a deposit. And, of course, they don't get that back until everything's clean and shiny and we verify that they were there for that time period. Yeah, most of the time, they're getting there too early.
Now, that's the same rate for non-residents, too? Residents and non-residents?
Currently.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think one of the points that I had wanted to discuss on this with the full commission is that I think we do need to increase the rates for out-of-town.
Non-residents?
Correct.
I think so.
And I don't know if we want to do this in increments, you know, move this along and readdress this down the road, or whether we want to hash something out today. I'm not opposed to either one.
Where would you draw the... I'm sorry, John.
No, go.
I was going to say, where would you draw a line at who is a resident? A Montville resident submits the application and makes the reservation for, you know, 50 people from out of town, or how would it be?
I'm sure you've read the paper. You know, there was some accusations of that with fees being charged in East Lyme, I believe it was, where through the Park and Rec Department. You know, how do we prove a lot of our soccer, baseball, all of, you know, there is somewhat of a, I don't want to say honor system. We just sign up, you have to give an address. So someone could do that, but, and it may lead to an increase of that if we raise the rates too much. But, you know, certainly the townspeople deserve.
Oh, I agree with you on that.
I think
point.
We all would agree on that.
Rocky, you've made that. We've discussed this earlier by whatever mechanism is arrived at. We can certainly monitor it to do our best to see if it's being abused. But I do think it's certainly appropriate to charge a bit more for however defined people out of town rather than the taxpayers from within the town who have supported the facility over the years.
Commissioner Plessis, did you have?
For a half day, should we consider like it being a little bit more than 50%? You know, it's 175 for a half day or 160?
Oh, for the initial charge, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because is there, you know, we check it at between cut, you know, if somebody does morning and somebody does nighttime or afternoon, we check the facility?
We don't have the staff currently to do that, but there's still discussion on whether that's going to be done by camera or whether that's going to be done by someone like myself going out there between. Fortunately, we don't have any of those just yet, any double bookings. Most of the time, I would say 40% of the time currently, they are doing all day. The rest are doing partial day.
So we had to, you know, a half day a little more to entice a full day?
Yeah, I mean, but it's a good point. You could say 200 for a half a day and 300 for a whole day.
Or, yeah, like, you know, 175 versus a 300.
Well, and then again, I think most people would go, well, if it's only $100 more, I'd go the whole day. Then you lose the other half.
Right, right.
So it's
part of the debate.
See how it goes.
And we don't really track right now how many out-of-towners are using it compared to people in town.
No.
I would suspect there's not a lot of out-of-town usage, but I don't know that.
The ones who attend, yes, but not as, you know, the individual person renting it. Normally it's they find someone, a relative that does live in town.
So you do feel that is something that happens?
Oh, yeah. It happens in any program. They'll say, "Oh yeah, my niece lives with me in the summertime." Yeah, but they live in East Lyme the rest of the year. So yeah, you're a non-resident.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how to get Arlo in the Montville program. So.
The other program just pay the extra fee, Rocky.
That's on the record. Sorry, I was just kidding. Well, do you want to consider consider this, to consider and act on a motion to raise the fees charged to rent the Camp Oakdale Pavilion to $175 for a half day and $300 for a full day.
Well, if we do that, we have to take the other
one. Have to withdraw the first one.
Yeah. Correct, yeah.
So I withdraw my first motion.
I do think we need to be careful that if we raise a half day too much, we won't actually get anybody.
What?
No, we have to raise it. We're in line now with all the other. May I speak, Chair? Sure. I guess so. We're in
Please.
Line now with all of the rest of the towns around us.
At the 150 for the half day.
Or 175.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Somebody
even
higher
than that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so what else do we need to do for me to withdraw my motion? Is that it? Do we need to have a first and a second? Or is that enough?
The original motion, all you can do is just
a... I withdrew it. Okay. All right. So now I'd like to make a new motion to consider and act on a motion to raise the fee charge to rent the Camp Oakdale Pavilion to $175 for a half a day and $300 for a full day.
Second.
I thought you made the motion.
I made the motion.
Yeah.
And John seconded it.
Oh, sorry.
So, all right. Discussion? Any further discussion?
So, like you said, $175 for
half a day. Yes. And $300 for a full day.
Okay. Can we, in that motion, can you add if we decide to charge extra for outside towners, out of towners, can we add it into that, or is that separate?
We can address it now, or we could take it up at the next meeting. Whatever the
what we can is have it a non-resident fee.
Whatever the commission would like
I
to
think
do.
We should just get this passed, and then because we've been waiting to have this passed for 3 months now. Let's get this passed.
Yeah,
and
just
then
have a non-resident.
Is it possible, Peter, for you to start tracking how many out of town people request the use of the facilities? And then
sure.
We could take it from there and see if it's
That's
a necessity.
A good idea.
Yep, we can do that.
Pete, do you know what, through your research, was there a number that other towns were charging for non-first state or first town? Like, did they charge $25 more or $50
head,
more?
Some of them were fairly significant.
I think that's where I was going with it. Is it a significant amount or is it just a small amount?
Some were significant.
My memory of... Yeah. Looking at the data it was almost double whatever they were charging a resident. So it's I think it's something we should definitely consider. Mm-hmm. But I agree at this point. Maybe let's get to we've been trying to move this along for a few months, so maybe I would recommend we move this along and then next month readdress the out of town fees.
Or see how it goes over the course of the season and consider at that point. We can do whatever we want, really.
Whatever we want. We're
just see how
we're
it
democracy.
That's right.
We can do whatever we want, Kate.
Do we have to put in the motion when it's effective? So when does Pete actually start the effective date of when the increase is?
It would be up to Pete to implement it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We would start it, you know, immediately. Okay. You know, those who have already done it, of course, to be grandfathered
is
in.
That, excuse me, do we, Kate, does this have to go to our other committee first?
No, because we already have just changing
the fees, yeah.
Fees doesn't need to go to TARP.
Okay.
Because
charging new fees would
new,
have to.
New policy
okay.
goes to TARP. This
okay.
isn't a new policy.
Thank you. All right. Any further discussion? All right. Well, why don't we do a roll call vote on this? That's okay.
Commissioner Chase.
In favor.
Commissioner Blankus.
In favor.
Commissioner Bauer.
Favor.
Commissioner Schobert.
Favor.
Set a standard.
Favor.
Commissioner Mathewson.
Favor.
Commissioner Gilman.
Favor.
Commissioner Stone.
Favor.
Man.
All right.
Damn. We got something done.
Okay, 11B. Planning and zoning requests. We've been asked to provide a representative to serve on the committee to finalize the plan of conservation and development. and a comprehensive housing plan. I've had three commissioners express interest in it. One of the commissioners had I don't want to use the word concern, had a request that needed to get vetted through the town. I've reached out to the town, and at this point, we don't have a resolution to the answer that we needed to get. So I'm going to not act on this motion at this time, at this request at this time. We'll try to vet anything and readdress it next month. We also have a new member. I'll send you the information on it because you're interested in being considered. Okay.
Thank you.
And to consider and act on a motion to allow the Girl Scout Troop 63042 to install ferry houses on Camp Oakdale Orange Trail.
So moved.
Can I get a second?
I second.
Okay, so discussion. A few months back, the troop came in and wanted to do a project on one of our trails. I definitely and others did not have any idea what a ferry house was. Later in this package that you have, there's a write-up of the ferry houses and some pictures of what they're intended on doing. I think, we were favorable, and we tend to be favorable to Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, when they want to do projects like this. Again, I had no clue what a ferry house was, but like I said, there's information in here on it. We had discussed using the Orange Trail, which is one of our shorter trails. I don't want to say it's a blah trail, but it's kind of, there's not much else on it.
No.
We're right past all the ball fields. It's got pretty decent access from Camp Oakdale proper. You can actually get to it up from the tennis courts, too. But, I would recommend that we allow them to move forward with this. But I don't know if there's any...
Did they come at the library? Is that the same thing?
Yep. Yeah, similar. Yeah.
I recall that. I'm sorry.
Who's going to maintain it?
They're most likely they'll have to maintain it because as the kids circulate through, they become older, they'll do a different project, and the new ones come up and maintain. That was a discussion I had with Melissa, the troop leader.
I recall the discussion, or rather the presentation made by the Girl Scouts, and I don't remember if it was at our concern or request or if it was part of the Girl Scouts' own pitch, so to speak. But there was some discussion about the materials these would be made out of, natural materials versus, stuff that would, over the years... remain long after the utility of the project. And so I don't remember if that was part of their own presentation, that these be made out of natural materials or, biodegradable materials, or if we would, in connection with that, want to include some sort of a, maybe not a condition, but a request as part of the permission that, if the time comes that they see no further need for these as part of their program, that they be removed.
It's certainly a condition we could consider. I think historically, if you walk some of the old trails, there's remnants of many previous projects that I think we would love to get updated or fixed or... the people involved with them are no longer around. I don't know how many conditions we can put on youth like this, probably not a lot.
I'm really in mentioning both of these things. I'm just recapping in my mind things that were discussed at that presentation months ago. It's certainly up to the commission as to pleasure is.
I do, the write-up here does say that, it seems like they're using, I'll call natural-type materials, sticks, leaves, moss, ceramics, things like,
gemstones, marble.
Right.
Upside-down ceramic. Kind of,
inert. Well, it sounds like it's sufficiently addressed.
Organic
then.
Materials,
And as far as maintenance, on a different group I'm with, we have the same thing as who maintains it forever. Right. I hopefully they take pride of ownership of it and want to maintain it every year. I don't know if we can
I think also during the presentation some of us learned that we're talking about things that are really quite small. We didn't have much of a concept until they explained that these are not.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know in the back of the package. There's a couple pictures of some of it. And it's pretty. They are. I think it's the last two pages, John.
Yes, I see.
So, I think it's a great idea. So, if any further question or discussion? All right, I think we can just do a roll call vote. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Did I just? I'm sorry. I didn't mean roll call. I meant voice vote. Sorry. I was on a roll. A voice vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Motion is passed. Pete, can you? You'll let them know, right?
Yes.
All right.
Excuse me a second. Rocky, I just want to point out for Gloria's sake that I need to leave the meeting for a period of time. I'm not sure if I'll be back while we're still in session, but I'll try to do that.
Thank you. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Okay, Recreation Director's Report for May 2026.
All right, so the second bullet, the construction was supposed to begin tomorrow. It began today up at the bathrooms at the community center. They're the ones that are near the main entrance. So we will be directing everybody, and we've been in contact with them already, our regular users like the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, dance camp folks and whatnot, that the bathrooms on the north end of the facility are going to be the ones that they'll use. And we've also touched base with any of our renters that'll be using the facility with the same information. So the water has actually been turned off at that location, that part of the building. So the Public Works has been able to supply a bubbler for folks who need, especially the after school program that's going to be going on until, well, a whole nother month now. So, and then their summer camp will be there too. Plus we have a 2-week dance camp. So the water won't be an issue there. Not sure how long that's going to take. As far as there's some asbestos that needs to be removed, so that'll be one of the first things that they're going to do, and they'll just keep us posted on what they can and cannot do. Every Monday at 10 o'clock, we have a Zoom meeting with all the principals involved. The contractors, myself, the youth services director, the mayor, and fire marshal, the whole nine yards. So they are keeping us abreast of what's going on. Our summer camp, because of all the construction at every school that they have, with the exception of Palmer, they're putting in all of most of the HVAC. So the first 2 weeks of camp will have to be held up at Camp Oakdale. Fortunately, the building, the new parks building, is almost complete. They're just waiting for the certificate of occupancy. It's completely nothing inside it. So we're going to leave it like that so that our kids can go in and out of there, get out of the elements, whether it's the sun or the rain. And plus, I'll probably have to rent a 40 by 20 tent.
I was going to ask you that. So, would you say in the future, if we, you know, if this works out in any way, shape, or form, could be something we could do in the future just by pulling all the equipment out of there during camp time to use that as a shelter? I think we're going to have trouble with schools from now on. I think that's just going to we don't have enough, as we've talked about many times, we don't have enough facilities in town.
Right.
We're definitely short on gymnasiums and things like that until, you know, we can get moving on building the
I guess that would depend on the evolution of that building and how much more equipment they do get, because obviously the idea is to get the equipment out of the elements.
Correct.
But for 2 weeks or might be 7 weeks, depends.
Right.
Are those 2 weeks of camp at Camp Oakdale rain or shine?
Yes.
It's held every day regardless?
Yep.
During
COVID, we canceled twice because it was going to rain all day. You know, it's kind of like a snow day for the schools. It's a pain for the last-minute parents to get daycare for their kids. So that's why we don't cancel when we do have facilities. But I think with the size of the building and an extra tent, and it rarely rains all day in the summertime. You may get one day. So we'll just have to buck it up.
So do you have that in your budget, or do you use Fund 79?
For the most part, that'll probably be, I'm still trying to get a tent for June. June is like graduation. You got weddings. You got all kinds of things going on. So I've got two more folks to call. One of them was like $10,000 for 2 weeks.
They were like $7,500 to $10,000
for
a tent.
Holy crap. The Round 9 grant opened up and it's due June 5th. So the Round 8 that we had applied for, the only thing that was approved in that was the parking lot at Camp Oakdale, which was $1.15 million. So this will be a reapplication with all those other priorities still there. The cameras, the splash pad, the Field 7, the lights.
Our next batch of priorities.
Yeah,
right.
All the same priorities. It's you would think it'd be a shorter grant application. It's not. And I still need, I got a resolution from the town council at their last meeting. So that'll be in there, and I just need to get our state legislators to sign off on a letter as well. The rest of it I have to do myself. So
I think we all know all these items were in the SIP plan as our next batch of priorities. It's fair to say that those have probably been all removed from the budget for this year?
No, they have not.
They're in the budget?
They're still in the CIP plan, correct, yes.
But that has not been approved yet?
That's correct as well. The budget hasn't even been...
I know, but when I looked at the dollar amount they were had in the for SIP, it was less than this, so I thought maybe got it removed. Okay.
It could be. I haven't seen it. I've been busy with getting the grant ready, so I really haven't looked at the finance, what they've approved and haven't approved or added.
I mean, typically that's what they do. They pull it out of the SIP plan if we're applied for a grant.
Right.
Because if it's in the budget, then theoretically we can go do the project.
Yeah, with the climate, the budget climate right now, I'm not sure there's going to be much in anybody's CIP going to be accepted. I guess the one thing I will mention about the carnival, since we also have a carnival update coming, is I did speak with the carnival company. They put their permit in today to the fire marshal. A rain date will be August 4th, which is National Night Out that the police department does. They're doing that at Fair Oaks. It's done nationwide. It's the first Tuesday in August.
That's the fireworks?
If we get rained out.
Okay.
Yeah. Because doing it Sunday.
It'll be Friday or it would be postponed.
Sunday or Tuesday, August 4th.
I'm sorry, Saturday night.
Correct.
Or it get postponed. Okay.
Correct. I spoke with the police department about it. They're all excited. And I said, well, don't pray for rain. We want to go off during the carnival. But yeah, they're planning on their national night out, which is, I think, the third year they've done it now. So yeah, and they're doing that at Fair Oaks. So it just makes sense because that's where we'd shoot the fireworks off anyway. So other than that, I guess we are off and running.
Okay.
For another month.
Any other questions on the director's report?
I just have a question. It says Food Truck Festival June 6th, community tag sale on June 13th, with Saturday being rain date. Which Saturday? Isn't the 13th of June a Saturday?
It is. So did I put Saturday instead of Sunday? It's the last one there. Hang on, let me read that one. And then Saturday with the rain.
So the next day would be a rain day.
Rain day. Yes, Sunday. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, any other questions?
Thank you for catching that.
All right, thank you. Okay, report from finance.
Hey, well, with the spending freeze, I don't see us going over any line item. So there won't be any need to make any transfers. We're still looking good on all of them, of course. I do have permission from finance and the mayor for summer camp expenditures. But again, those are going to be only things I absolutely need, such as staff. That would be always a handy thing to have. And we do have an expenditure the first week of camp. It's not a trip. We're going somewhere. We're bringing in Build-A-Bear kind of thing. So we'll have about 150, 160 Build-A-Bear. And they go about $17 a pop. So that'll be an expenditure we'll have out of that line item. And potentially some transportation, depending on, we're still working with the school now that we know where we're going to be the first 2 weeks. The bus schedule won't be the same as it's always been. It'll have to change. They're still working on how we're going to get folks from the four pickup sites to Camp Oakdale in a orderly fashion. The first one they came up with didn't make sense to me. They were going to go Murphy, Oakdale Camp, and then Mohegan, Palmer Camp. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. Why not, you know, Murphy, Oakdale, Palmer Camp? Because there's only a handful of kids at Palmer anyway. And then do Mohegan Camp, Oakdale. So they're working on that, and they'll send it to me, and then we'll mass mail it to everybody in summer camp so they can take advantage of it or not. And then the Murphy, when we're at there, of course, that's one of the pickup spaces. So that stop will have to be eliminated. So they'll give me that schedule, and we'll get that out to them as well. But yeah, the budget's looking very good. We were the only department that did not get called into the finance department, the finance committee, to go over their budget and make reductions. So that was a good job by all of us. We were down a couple $1,000 in expenditures, and we increased in revenues by $3,000. So it was a net $5,000 gain. We were very happy with that. And that's it.
Any questions on the finance report? Okay, June newsletter.
Still a work in progress. I've gotten some additional information from for our dance camp that happens in July. It's 2 1-week camps, so I'll be adding that in somewhere. I knew it was the 13th, but I don't have some specific information from her just yet. And again, we've got the first 3 weekends in June. We have special events, the Food Truck Festival, community tag sale, and then the carnival, with summer camp starting the very next day. So it's a busy month. And then July kicks off again with Tuesday Farmers Market and Thursday concerts. So it's been crazy. It will be crazy.
Yeah, the carnival committee will get you something on the half page for the carnival. try to get something in there about the rates and the bracelets and all that
right.
stuff.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Our newest member here, Mr. Bauer, was kind enough to put together the schedule of bands for the summer because he knows them all. So I appreciate that.
Anytime.
They see me coming and it's, haha, rookie.
So is he can he be considered a band leader?
Could be, yeah.
Band committee of one.
And a one and a two.
Anything's possible.
Anything's possible.
Any other comments on the newsletter? Okay, unfinished business. Projects in funding status. So the pickleball park and improvements. I think I thought they were putting the bid packets together for that.
They are. Yeah, that's about ready to go out.
I mean, yeah, I had seen a draft of it. Yeah. So that we should be seeing that.
Yeah.
We should be seeing that published soon. I would think.
Yeah, very, very soon.
I don't know how much else they have on their plate, but that would be good. And then once we get the bids back, then we can, you know, hopefully we have enough money allocated for it. If not, we'll see what happens.
I do half of it. It was nice that they were able to locate the electrical and the any other thing? The septic system. They finally found that. They couldn't find it for years, but happened to be at the ramp going up onto the sidewalk. It's under that. You know.
Was that why they were digging in the parking lot?
Yeah, I was going to say, anybody that drove by,
yeah,
if you
saw that, yeah.
They were trying
wondering what they were doing in there.
They were trying to find some of the legacy stuff there before they, because they want to put some new drains in and obviously take out all the old blacktop and stuff, so... And they found it all.
And they found that all the electrical for the courts as well, they found all the underground stuff. So now they'll be able to put up the camera and run the electrical from the corner of the courts to the building so we can get the cameras up there and spot any dog walkers on the courts.
Have we seen any repairs done yet to the pickleball court?
We do have the material dropped off to my office, so we'll be doing a Zoom call either Friday this week or early next week. To me, it just looks like it's almost like drywall, you know, fixing some drywall. There's both the blue and the green, we probably have like a quart of each one, so if there's future ones, we can repair on our own. But it has to be 50 degrees or warmer for 3 consecutive days. So now we're getting
some. We'll be repairing those ourselves?
Yeah. They're not very large, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then when they do that, do you have to close in the pickleball courts for them to dry?
I don't believe so. I think it's pretty quick drying. But that's one of the questions I have for them when we go on their Zoom call. Ryan Conroy is the person we'll be Zooming in on. So he was the head man when we put the courts in together. So fortunately, he's available for us.
Okay. Large Pavilion Phase 1 parking improvements. I don't think they've – I don't know if they're working on that at all.
I did – was it last week? I think it was last Wednesday. I did meet with CLA and Public Works and the land use and development. They spread it out. To me, it's a ditch, but they're not going to pave anything at all because of they need the impervious surface. So it's going to be more of a detention pond going along Oxaboxo near the corner, and then they'll pipe it underneath the road to the back portion of the spare parking lot across the street, and there'll be another detention pond over there to collect the water. So I don't see that costing as much as they have, so maybe we'll get some.
Well, again, I think there's still some debate as to whether they're going to pave that or not. You know,
at some point.
So,
yeah.
You know, this commission has made it clear that we want
some kind of defined parking area.
We want
yes.
defined parking.
Yes.
And that's always now. You know, we're always willing to listen to reasonable alternatives, but. Again, this I believe this was presented to us as trying to address the drainage issues now.
And, correct.
We can readdress the parking there in the future because I think you've all been to the pavilion. It's a mess. No, we've been trying to get that fixed for a while. Taking out the ledge in the corner was part of that. Maybe it's as simple as just painting lines in the dirt. I don't know, but we did talk about that as well.
Yeah, they want the rocks at the end removed and put planters in as well. I mean, now you got to maintain whatever's in the planters, but
it's just bollards.
It's pretty easy to maintain a rock.
It is a park area. I mean,
yeah, it is. Make it look nice, but you know, and the kids like to climb on the rocks. I hope they don't climb on the planters and. Ruin whatever happens to be in there.
Yeah, and again, we did want to address the, and we don't have to debate this today, we did want to address the handicap parking there also. It's not really friendly to handicap accessibility. So.
Yeah, for the parking, at least for the concerts, I use right in front of the rocks. I cordon that off with signage. And then the handicap access ramp to the bathrooms is in the grant application.
Okay. Have you got any update on the IT pickleball camera project?
Just that they said it before, they found the electrical. They're going to be able to put down, he has to buy a pole to put the camera on, and then the conduit from the pole to the building. So they have the money for that already. So then Bill is actually retiring the end of June, so he's trying to get that done before he goes. So it's on, I'd say, the fast track, but I'm not sure there is a fast track in municipal government.
Yeah, Bill, we've been trying to get cameras at, like, all our facilities for forever. It's been in our SIP plans, and forever. When we put the pickleball courts in, we wanted, you know, we were trying to get it done then. It didn't happen. We've had the basketball, one of the basketball backboards at Camp Oakdale was broken within weeks after it got put up. And then the one we put in down at the Jardins was broken maybe a month or so ago. So we're trying to get cameras at all these places. This particular project is an IT department project, not a park and rec project. Yep. But we've been following it since it's at the pickleball courts. The pickleball privacy screen, it's not up yet. What's going on?
Well, the $2,500 that was approved by the commission currently isn't enough money. It's $33 because the mayor would like us to put Town of Montville on the screen with the QR code for the town app, so that moved the price up to $32 and change, almost $3,300.
So is that something the mayor can pay for?
Take it out of the mayor's budget.
I am.
I mean, we were happy with nothing.
Yeah. Well, you've seen the different fonts. That was all about. They sent us a series of fonts. To me, they all look the same.
I couldn't tell the difference.
I couldn't tell there. I guess some were bigger than others, but they all looked the same to me. So I think it was the 36-inch one that looked the best. It was 36. There was 40. There was a 28. Okay, give me that one. And my question for them is, if they're making the QR code, you know, even bigger than that one on that sign, will it work? Because the privacy screen is not solid. It's mesh, and will that work? So they were going to try it out on some of their other stuff. So if it doesn't work, maybe the price comes down.
Well, what do you think, commissioners? Do we want to take a stand and say we've authorized $2,500 and we're happy with nothing being on there? And if you want, we're not willing to support putting anything on there? Or do we want to address adding $700-$800 more to...
This sounds like it's more trouble than... Like, if they have to test it out and it's not in our budget, you know, it...
Well, the budget's not that big a concern because it'll become another special revenue from the, you know, well, according to the mayor. That's where he would like it to come out of. But, yeah, what, the QR code, if it doesn't work, then they'll just put Town of Montville on it.
But that's part of that money.
Yeah, yeah.
So by removing that QR code, it's not going to...
That doesn't make any difference.
$50 yeah, I don't maybe think or something. I don't know. It's not going to make any difference.
I imagine not.
No. Can't imagine they'll say, well, yeah, you're getting a discount of $50.
Yeah. Right.
Why do we have to have the Town of Montville? There's a sign that says Town of Montville. The pickleball courts, isn't it?
I think it was more of the QR code he wanted up there, but he's not.
I don't know.
He's not here right now to.
I say we just.
Privacy screen is going up because the person across the street. So if we put Town of Montville on the sign with the QR code, is he then going to come back and complain about that because that's what he has to look at when he looks out his window?
Could be.
Correct.
It'll be backwards because of Town of Montville by the inside.
Backwards
so.
Or forwards? Like,
it'll give him
like are we just
going to
start? That. Like, it just doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense.
Hmm.
Put the privacy screen up. There's a sign that says Town of Montville already there.
Well,
if he wants to put the QR code there, why can't he put it there? Why are we going to create a bigger issue?
Cut one of those out. Stick it on the fence.
Don't so put it on the sign that's there.
Right?
Correct.
Trying to accomplish.
I say just stick with what we have. Just stick with the privacy.
QR code.
I mean, really, what is he trying to accomplish?
I don't know. The QR code is all over town. If people want to do... Mm-hmm. Have the app; it's everywhere.
So
if anything, it ought to be the team reach.
So my cut on this, and I've said it to the mayor, so this won't be a surprise if he listens to this, is that right now the town website sucks, and having a QR code to a crappy town website doesn't do you any good. So until we've been complaining about the, you know, as you know, we've been complaining about the Park and Rec. Our little portion of the world forever. You know, it's horrible.
It's laborious.
And the town website's horrible. So I think for this subject that we're talking about, I think I'll speak for the commission, and then you can correct me if I'm wrong. I think we're good with what we've allocated. We don't want to see any writing on it, and we don't want we won't authorize any more than $2,500. If he wants to do something else to it, not he, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but some other party, Public Works, somebody wants to put some words on there, you know, this commission has concerns about that.
Yes.
It's not really a privacy fence if we're putting advertising on it.
Commissioner, if I may.
You able to see the privacy fence.
Obviously, a new guy here. So the whole intent behind a privacy screen is for privacy. If we're going to put QR codes, if we're going to put Montville, we're going to attract attention to the location we're trying to provide privacy for. Is that a fair argument?
I would agree with that,
that's
yeah.
That's a good way okay. of putting it.
Okay, so then I would agree with you 100%. There's no reason to draw attention to something we're trying to provide privacy to. It's not, because I kind of got confused when you brought up the reason behind it was somebody complained, so therefore we're putting it up. But are we putting it up for privacy, or are we putting it up for somebody's complaint? Because if it's privacy, I would argue that there's no reason to draw attention to it.
Yeah, one of the reasons was some of the noise coming from that area was you know coming across the street.
Right.
So again, it's a noise barrier.
Okay.
Privacy. Believe it or not, I believe the pickleball court players would like it also.
Makes sense.
So it's serving two purposes.
Of course. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
It's a backdrop, but the privacy was not for the facility. It was for the person across the street. They were complaint, as I understand it, that pickleball players were looking into her house.
Okay.
All right. I think we're good with that at 2,500. We're not going to take any further action. And if you can just pass on, okay, thanks. The Camp Oakdale parking improvements, I don't know if we have a $1.15 million SIF grant to basically repave Camp Oakdale parking lots. I don't think anything's really been done with that.
They showed me a preliminary plan earlier this week, and it, because of the new zoning regulations, we lose 23 spaces from our current.
Do you know what those regulations are?
Yes, the size of the stalls for the cars have to be 10 feet.
Not 9 feet?
Correct.
They have a mixture in there right now, yeah.
Yep. And they needed some additional islands as well, so I'm like. And they added a couple more handicap parking spaces too, so it cut it down by 23. So that gets us to around 530 spaces up there.
Okay. I'd like to note Commissioner Chase has returned at 7, I can't read it, 19? Is that right?
722. Thank you,
Rocky. Thank you. So were they talking of putting islands in or taking some out? So
both.
Okay. Yeah. But even with that, the net result is losing some
correct,
spots.
Correct, yeah. With the size of the new stalls, it would be, you know, you're losing.
Okay.
23.
All right, so they are making some progress.
Yeah, the difficulty, I think, in my mind, is to get this done, it would have an enormous impact on any fall sport, football and soccer.
So I was thinking about that a little bit, and I mean, you can't put it off, because the more you put it off, the more it's going to cost. I mean, springtime, I think, would be the better time to do the project.
No, you still have lacrosse and
right,
soccer.
Right, but
it's
you don't have
month middle and a half of the summer, between middle of June and the end of July is the ideal, it's the sweet spot.
But we're not going to hit that.
They're not going to be able to do that.
Asphalt plants are only,
yeah.
April's.
Yeah, right. We talked about that. They're talking. They shut down. You know, that first week of November. A lot of times.
By Thanksgiving, they're shut down.
Yeah. So they're.
Well, there's also the consideration that area in question. And part of the problem is that it's a, in effect a wet area to begin with.
Correct.
That had minimal proper under. Courses of material and so forth, and so doing it too early in the spring may be a consideration in terms of the water levels and so forth, although I certainly do hope as part of the process we don't repeat some of those
mistakes. And I have concerns, and they could be totally unfounded, that one of the reasons we're seeing cracks in some of our basketball courts that just got done is because they got done too late in the year, but it may have nothing to do with it. Or it may, because they were done pretty cold weather. All right, thanks for any other. Okay. Camp Oakdale Maintenance Building, we have a longstanding request to authorize. I'll read it. To consider enacting a motion to authorize $10,000 from Fund 079 to help pay for the electrical work at the maintenance building. Okay. Discussion. We have heard, obviously they have moved forward with this because I think they got warm fuzzies that we would support that request. Public Works reached out to us to help fund the completion of the shed with the electrical work that would allow them to use some of the funding they had for the fire alarms?
The alarm, the suppression, and they still have a little bit of work to do on the outside. They need aprons so they can get from the bare ground into, there's a pretty good lip on there right now. So
yep.
They're pouring some footings for that too.
They have the aprons. There's obviously some grading that still has to be done, but our point of business here is to authorize this $10,000 out of our 079 fund, which has right now has $87,000 in it. So I would recommend that we support that. Why don't we take a voice call vote on that? Is there any further discussion? I'm sorry. No?
Electricity be nice.
Voice call vote?
Speaking of.
That's a yay.
Or he has spoken.
It's an omen.
Yes.
Commissioner Hillman?
Yes.
Commissioner Mathewson?
Yes.
Commissioner Barlow?
Yes.
Commissioner Stober?
Yes.
Commissioner Bauer?
Yes.
Commissioner Plakis?
Yes.
Commissioner Chase?
Yes.
All right, motion carried. Thank you, everybody. Carnival Committee? You want to take that?
Me? We have a couple new food trucks coming. I don't know. I remember all the names. You remember them?
Well, we got Wayne's Wings.
Talking to the mic.
Wayne Wings.
Wing guy.
And we have that guy.
Chicken wings.
And you got the Palmer, like palm something.
Palm tree.
Palmier. I wish I had my notes from the. We're horrible.
But we will need help because even on Peter's report.
Under the palm tree.
Under the palm
That's
tree.
The one.
But we're going to need some help because we ordered those stuffed animals that you're doing with the kids. We're going to be in a booth, so we're going to need some help that weekend. That weekend.
Yeah, I mean, in general, I was pretty excited. I think we have 9 food trucks.
Food options.
Food options this year, which is way more than we've had in the past. I'm assuming... applications and all that stuff are coming in.
Yep.
Yes, they are.
You may not be aware, we have a contract with the carnival vendor. We signed a 5-year contract with them a couple years ago. So third year? No, 2 years of the new contract.
I think it's the third.
This is the second year.
Second year of the new contract, yep.
What is it? I lose track.
The first year was just a single year.
Oh, all right.
And we signed a contract after that first year. So this is the third year he'll be here. I think the carnival will be good, really good. He's bringing a few more rides.
And we have a climbing wall as well.
Yep.
Coming for Saturday. Just Saturday.
And Bill is a new member, and this is, you know, we're always looking for people to join the carnival committee, even if it's not this year, you know, maybe next year. But you're more than welcome to be on the committee. In fact, the committee doesn't have a chair right now, so we're all just kind of...
First Wednesday of the month.
And the new guy has to sit on the dunk tank.
So, love you, buddy. First Wednesday of the month?
Wednesday.
So we'll have one right before the carnival.
Correct.
That'll be our last meeting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
We all set with the panini lady?
The panini lady.
Kay's.
She said, yeah, that sounds familiar.
The one, did you settle the cost?
Yes.
Okay, that's all I want to know. Okay, perfect.
Okay. That's about it for unfinished business. Communications, none. Remarks from the public. Remarks from Town Council Liaison Southard.
I'm sorry. Dates got changed, so I was double booked, and I will listen to the meeting. And if I have any questions, I'll reach out to the chair.
You could always call me.
No, I can. We talked a lot last week. So I apologize. I try to be better than that. And like I said, I'll listen, and if I have any questions, I'll let you know. Thank you.
All right. Remarks from Recreation Director Bushway.
No, if it would help the Carnival Committee, I can send out a jobs schedule for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whether it's being at the tent or wandering around or, you know, fetching me water.
It would help if you let us know what you need. You got some budget to hire some people, right, to
do,
help
do.
With the parking and...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. I already have Saturday covered with parking the whole day, so it would be just be Friday night and Sunday.
You sure? You're telling the truth right now?
Yeah, I know. May God strike me down.
All right. Yes, yeah. Please. That would help.
Stay away from it.
All right. All right. Remarks from the commissioners. Commissioner Chase.
No, thank you.
None.
Commissioner Plaikas.
None.
Commissioner Bauer.
Just want to say thanks for having me. Looking forward to it. And Kate, thanks for your endorsement. And Pete, looking forward to our continued fun we have together. And let's party.
No, I'm fine.
Deb, no.
I'm good.
Okay.
Hope everybody has a great weekend. Starts summer.
All right.
I'm good.
Mary's good, and I'm good too. Again, I said welcome to Bill Bauer, and hope everybody has a nice long weekend. All right. I motion to adjourn.
Second.
I'll flip you.
There you go. All right. Adjourned at 7:30 something. 7:33.
Yeah, carnival.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah. Joe.
Okay.
Oh. Nice writing, Ted. It writes nice.
Sure too. Being too tall, not cheap.
One's down.
Well, Gloria, we have my terrible legal retirement. What? You didn't invite me? That's wrong, Morgan.